T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Top 100 in order.
She came from Providence.
All right, you're getting into pretty heady stuff now, because these are songs I absolutely love. And this one, The Last Resort from the Eagles, at number 52. By the end of the week, we'll get down to the low 40s. Next week, I'll reveal the top 40, starting with, you know what I mean.
I get you.
20 a week. So we've got 2 more weeks after this week, thanks to Tom. All right. Max is chasing our next guest. We'll see what happens. Hey, we don't get worried here. Max will get them if they're gettable. 869-1240. It's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Did you see Ronald Acuna? I think I asked you a couple days ago about him or Juan Soto. I've been watching Juan
Very
Soto
close.
The past couple of nights. I can't believe the kid's 19. It's bizarre how good he is. And now you got this guy for Atlanta, who's homering virtually every time he steps to the plate.
Yeah, 3 Hit games one, in a row with a leadoff homer.
Pulled one to left field last night in his first at-bat in one of the doubleheader games. Came up later in the game, knocked one out to right field. He's 20. I mean, why aren't we – they're superstars, right?
They're on their way,
Don't
sure.
Don't you think they will be?
If they remain on the same trajectory, yes, they certainly will be superstars. There's no question about it.
I'm jealous.
They're already star-level players, but to earn the recognition as that, you got to do it for a handful of years. And they're certainly more than capable of doing that. Who do we have?
Who in the heck do you think you are sometimes?
Oh, I'm so good at this.
Just irritating to listen to, but I love you.
Appreciate it.
Here's P.C. LeBrie from the Wichita Thunder. Announced today that he's going to be the assistant coach and still do some be on the ice some for the Thunder. P.C., thanks for being with us.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, you've been around hockey a long time. How do you feel about getting into the coaching ranks?
Well, I'm sure I'm going to like it. It's been like in my head the last couple of years. I would say that's been part of my role too in the American Hockey League for the last probably like 3 or 4 years, just to make sure I introduce the young player and show them the right way to be a pro. So I know it's in me, and I'm just really happy to get the opportunity with the Thunder.
Sorry, PC. I don't think Coach Cameron with the Thunder in his previous 2 seasons has had an assistant. So, what were those conversations like about bringing you aboard? Obviously, you're going to play a little bit, so it's a bit of a different situation. And what will your role specifically be as a coach?
Well, it will be like a lot of making sure like the young guys know their role. Me and Malcolm will work a lot together on the post-game and pre-game video to make sure like our team is all on the same page, and we'll be scouting other teams to make sure like we're ready with a different plan before every game. And besides that, I think it's just to make sure we have a really good chemistry between all the guys in the locker room and make everybody feel comfortable at the level where they can. They can show all their confidence and all their skills.
Talking with PC LeBrie, he was named as the player assistant coach for the Wichita Thunder today. played in 58 games last year in the American Hockey League with Milwaukee and Tucson. A veteran of the NHL with most of his time there spent with Tampa Bay. How much do you still want to get on the ice, PC? How much do you still want to play?
Oh, I still get on the ice quite often. Right now, we're in a pro camp in Quebec City. Guys like Patrice Bergeron, Antoine Vermette, Steve Bernier, Jonathan Marchessault, like big names that are on the ice every day of the week for that training camp that we're doing. And it's kind of it's the first edition, and it's like trying to do like a real kind of training camp, like professional training camp, but in the last month of August and last kind of stretch of the summer, just to make everybody familiar with the ice, and the tempo is really higher than what we see in the summer usually. So I get on the ice like 3 to 4 times a week right now, and like I still know that I can contribute. So it's fun to have a chance to join a team and be part of the coaching staff as well as the players. So for me, it's just like I said, like a great opportunity, and it's going to be a smooth transition towards like the coaching career for me. So,
PC, you played for a while in the AHL. You were in your sixth professional season when you got called up to the Tampa Bay Lightning in 2011-12 season. What was that experience like for you, getting that call and kind of probably realizing a dream, I'm sure?
Oh yeah, like the American Hockey League is a grind. I'm sure just like the East Coast is, guys are every night they're trying to prove themselves to get to the next level. And when you get that call, like it's first like a guy like me, like I didn't really expect it. It came because like Tampa Bay had no really like tough guy in the lineup, and they were going to Montreal that night, and Montreal were pretty stacked like physically, and their toughness were pretty like high level at that time. And when I got the call like, hey, you're coming to play in Montreal tonight, I just couldn't believe it. Like I had to slap myself in the face to realize that, all right, it's not a dream, and got to pack up and do your thing. And it was quite of an experience in front of my my friends and family in Montreal. So I'll always remember, except the first period, I completely blacked out. And I don't remember much, but after that, like you get to really like enjoy the moment, and you give it all every day at work, at practice, and you just, I really embrace every day I spend in the National League. And right now, it's for me, it's no more the National League. It's the moment, like it's the Thunder, and we're just looking to a really good season this year, and hopefully I can help on and off the ice. So,
PC Labrie with us. You sound very laid back, but you've been described to me as a guy who, quote unquote, likes to fight. Is that a fair description of you?
Well, on the ice,
just in hockey, not in life.
Yeah, that's it. On the ice, I don't really take anything. Either if it's me or coming to one of my teammates, I really had a switch that just doesn't tolerate much. And off the ice, I'm like you said, I'm pretty laid back, so I'm not looking for it. But again, like it's in me, so hopefully nobody's looking for it, because usually I have that switch even like when I shouldn't. Like I should like control myself, and sometimes I just like forget that I'm not on the ice. And but like I said, like you said, I'm pretty back off the ice, and most of the time everything's good. But I don't like when people are making fun of me or my friends, so that apply off and on the ice. But
well, I'd like to make sure then when you get to town, PC, that you and I become friends. if that works out for you,
that won't be hard. That shouldn't be hard at all.
Hey, PC, but before we let you go, can you tell us the story of of how you came to meet your newborn son, Lionel, early this year?
Yeah, I was in Grand Rapids. I was playing for Milwaukee Admiral, and we were playing the Griffins the next day. So we drove to Grand Rapids, and when I went to bed around midnight, a phone call woke me up in my room because I wasn't answering my phone. So my girlfriend called right to the room, and she told me like she just broke her water, and it was the New Year's Eve. So it was just before the New Year's Eve. So all the drivers for all the like company were already booked for the next night for the New Year's party, and so I couldn't find any ride to get back to Milwaukee. So I called Tommy McCollum. So a guy in my team suggests me to call him. He's like, if this guy doesn't say yes, like I don't think you have a chance. He's the best guy in their team. And so I called him. I got lucky. His wife was awake. She dropped the truck in front of the hotel. Like 20 minutes later, I was on the road. And like 5 hours later, I was in a room with my wife. And the baby came out probably like 20, 25 minutes after my arrival. So I was pretty lucky to get there in time for that special moment.
That's a good story. We appreciate you being on with us. When do you get to Wichita?
I don't have a specific date yet, but I know I'll be on the ice for the little hockey school that they have before the training camp starts. So I don't know exactly what date that is, but I should be in town for the hockey school and then training camp.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on your new gig here in Wichita with the Thunder. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks.
Congratulations.
All right. That's PC LeBrie from the Wichita Thunder. We'll take a break now and try to get with Brooke Pryor from the Kansas City Star. She's new to the beat with the Kansas City Chiefs. Was down in Oklahoma covering OU football previously. Now with the Star. Back in a moment, The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.